Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton in hot Las Vegas, Nevada. Stone, how you doing today?
I am doing well, man. I have had so much fun, not the least of which was today the In-N-Out Burger. I've heard about it for years. It put me in a coma. I had to take a nap until just a few moments ago, but that was fun. Seeing all these landmarks, you see all this stuff on television. Las Vegas really is bigger than life. The Venetian, the Palazzo are gorgeous. This conference center is beautiful. And Collaborate 14, there's a lot of cool stuff going on here.
That's right.
So this is going to be fun. In this very first segment, right out of the box, we are going to visit with two folks from the OAUG Customer Support Council. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Lakshmi Sampath and Linda Zazareski. How do we do, Linda?
Pretty close.
Well, welcome to you both. Delighted to have you on the show. I'm going to start with Lakshmi, if you would. Tell us a little bit about mission and purpose of the Customer Support Council. What are you trying to do?
OAUG Customer Support Council is really like a voice to the customers. You know, I mean, we are representing the Oracle customers that are a part of OAUG, mm-hmm. and we are representing them to Oracle. And, you know, that's the main mission. You know, we are the voice. And then what we also do is we are like a liaison between Oracle support and the OAUG members by bringing resources and information from Oracle. For example, proactive support, right? I mean, a lot of people know we have proactive support tools available, technologies
right.
available, but not really up to the details on like something like accreditation. You know, we have a lot of information that we are passing from the Oracle support to the customers.
So now the customers, you're helping them get the most out of their membership and get the most out of the relationship?
Absolutely. I mean, this is something, you know, I can talk about myself at Dell. You know, what we do is, I am a big customer. Dell is a big customer of Oracle, right?
Very big.
And then through the OAUG Customer Support Council, I came to know about the accreditation series of the proactive support. So what I did was take this information and, you know, spread it within Dell. I actually went through an overview of the proactive support tools. And we have, you know, several departments which we are, you know, familiarizing with all the products and accreditation available.
Right.
And we are using, you know, I'm being a part of Customer Support Council, I'm using the information that I'm getting from Oracle into Dell. The same thing we are trying to do for everybody, all our customers.
So now how is Oracle involved with the Customer Support Council?
So we meet with the support councils monthly. And the information they bring back to us from what their customers are saying, we can then take that and build it into tools and features within our tools going forward. We value the feedback. It's hard to get that very consistent information from users, and the user groups really allow for that.
And how long have you been involved with this?
I just started getting involved with user groups a few months ago. This is my first time at Collaborate, so it's pretty cool.
And Lakshmi, you've been at this for a little while?
Close to 3 years, but this is the first year as the vice chair.
Ah. And so what are some of the achievements and milestones that you've seen?
There are a lot of things. I can talk about, like, for example, you know, extended support policy. Mm-hmm. You know, Oracle, I mean, we took the voice from the customers to Oracle and worked with Oracle support on getting the extended support policy extended. And some of the things like patches, right? I mean,
right.
if there is a security patch released, we get the information from Oracle. We send a communication out to all the customers. That's another example. And then proactive support is definitely something very key. I mean, always we have been working with reactive support. I mean, your system goes down, you open ASR. I mean, instead of that, we are actually preaching. We are talking about how Oracle has spent their money on proactive support, and we are, you know, getting the... So that's probably one of the biggest milestone, I would say, getting information about Patch Wizard, you know, Workflow
right.
Analyzer, Period Close Advisor, all these things out to customers, and that's a big milestone.
Now, Linda, you mentioned that this is a monthly, you're touching base with OAUG monthly. Are you finding it valuable to have that much communication, or is it overwhelming that that they're saying, hey, we would like this?
Not at all. They're fantastic in how they get the information from their members and then they share it with us. They are very, because this is such a long-standing relationship, they're fantastic at being able to discern and narrow down what it is that they're bringing to us. Very helpful in when we're rolling out a new program, if it's a proactive program or accreditation, whatever we're rolling out, they're 100% behind us. Let us get this in front of our members. Let us support you. Let us get you feedback. So it's been really a great relationship for years. They're fantastic to work with.
So how do you plan to invest your time? I want to ask each of you while you're here, what kind of activities, sessions around Collaborate will you attend and participate in?
We have actually a combined meeting with International Oracle User Committee, IOUC.
Right.
And then we also have so many proactive sessions with Oracle. You know, Linda can give some more details on that. Plus, we are, you know, we have a booth, OAUG Customer Support Council booth. We have a lot of information on if somebody wants to volunteer, you know, want to help out or get how to get involved.
Right, because you said it's a volunteer organization,
yes.
Right? You have a full-time job at Dell. This is something you're doing just to help. And then what would you say to a member who's maybe not as actively involved as they could be? What are some of the reasons they should really get immerse themselves in this?
So OAUG is nothing but, you know, by the users, for the users, and it actually helps you have something like, you know, accreditation to yourself, right? I mean, the more I volunteer, the more I'm visible, and then this is really helping the user community. I mean, I'm visible, I'm doing stuff. I mean, if people are not volunteering enough, I think they should come out and be a part of it. It's like a win-win situation. You learn from them, you contribute, it's all about knowledge sharing, networking, and influencing others.
So what's your favorite part so far? Would you say 3 months in?
Yeah, a few months in. Yeah. And, you know, just working with the various user groups, we had a meeting today and, you know, showed them some things that we're working on. And they jumped right in and said, how can we help you promote this? And using their newsletters, posting, getting things on their website here at the event. We've got stars bars for the users to come visit where you find Oracle experts. So
you can get it right from the horse's mouth, right?
Totally, yeah. I wouldn't call them horses, but
what do you call them? What's the
expert?
Yeah, experts. But we have so many resources here for our users, and
it seems that Oracle really embraces the users groups, and really, it's kind of a symbiotic relationship that you guys are learning from the clients, and the clients are learning from you.
Very much so. And we have, you know, the support from our executive staff at Oracle. So it's not just, you know, a support group. We've got support, we've got product, we've got development. Everyone supports the user groups.
Now, you said you were kind of new to this. Is anything surprised you thus far?
Not yet. This is probably awful to say. How receptive everyone is.
Uh-huh.
It's not a surprise, it's just such a pleasure because everyone is so receptive to the information. And when I presented over the last few months with the teams and met with them, they're just really giving in their information and what they think of what we're doing. Right or wrong, they want to, you know, how can we help you?
Well, I have to tell you, the passion, the exuberance, the genuine affection for the work that you guys do. I mean, it just comes through. It comes through in your voice. It comes through in your personality. And the way you have things set up, people can come and ask questions. There are formal and informal channels for bringing questions to and through the council. Is that accurate?
Yes, there is an email address called support@oaug.com. Mm-hmm. They can send an email. And then, like Linda said, there is Meet the Experts the next 3 days where you can sign up and get information on some of the support information. And then there is also the oaug.org. You can go to the Customer Support Council. You can, you know, contact anybody that are listed there, and that's how you get to us.
Well, I am so excited to have you guys involved. It's been an absolute delight having you on the broadcast. Before we wrap, let's make sure again that we give our folks coordinates for where they can learn more about the Support Council.
So there's the OUAG.org.
Okay.
There's support@OAUG.com. And then here at the event, you've got, there's a couple of booths. You can go to the Oracle booth, and there's also a customer booth for the OAUG.
All right, fantastic. Maybe we'll visit with you a little bit later in the conference and get an update. That work for you guys?
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we will be back in a few from the floor at the Sands and Collaborate 14.